It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship on this February 15th, mid-month. I want to remind those who have a hydrogen generator, today is the day that you rent it out. For those of you who don't know what that is, it is a device that the Lord allowed us to know how to build, and we build them, and it helps remove inflammation from the body. If you have inflammation in your lungs and other places, it removes it. Therefore, in a current crisis that we are in, it is a wonderful thing to have. I'm not just advertising. I'm just letting you know what that means because I mentioned it. But we just thought it would be wise to do so to remind people because we rinse them on the 1st and the 15th. That being said, it's time for worship now, and we're glad that we are together. The Bible says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, Psalms 122, verse 1. And it says, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, Psalm 118, 24. My wife, undreamed of, will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together for worship. We pray for your spirit to teach us this morning the things we need to know. We ask that you would anoint the words of our pastor, fill him with your spirit, and bless us as we continue to grow in grace and wisdom. For this we pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our opening song, brothers and sisters, is About Time for Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time for Christian. It's about time. It's about
it's a
We're studying Stay Focused. Really, it should say Stay Focused on Christ for February 15th from the devotional book Homeward Bound. And the devotional scripture is 2 Corinthians 5:17. And after prayer, we'll read that. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, we are so grateful for your presence. We pray that you will fill us and drive away all of the devil's forces. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Bible says, for if any man be in Christ, or therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. It tells us old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Stay focused on Christ. When Christ took human nature upon him, he bound humanity to himself by a tie of love that can never be broken by any power. Save the choice of man himself. You know, brothers and sisters, if we just wanted to memorize something that wasn't in the Bible, I would suggest this sentence. When Christ took human nature upon him, he bound humanity to himself by a tie of love that can never be broken by any power, save the choice of man himself. Satan will constantly present allurement to induce us to break this tie, to choose to separate ourselves from Christ. Here is where we need to watch, to strive, to pray. So, brothers and sisters, Christ bound us with a tie of love that can't be broken. Then Satan comes and he has to present allurement to lure us away from Christ. That's how it works. That's the science of the destruction of your salvation. But I've also taught you the science of salvation. If you don't go where Satan wants you to go and you just keep focusing on Christ, you are guaranteed to be saved. Let's keep reading. It says, here is where we need to watch, to strive, to pray, that nothing may entice us to choose another master, for we are always free to do this. You see, Satan works on force. God works on love. Anytime there is any entity, I don't care whether it's a church, pastor, deacon, I don't care whether it's your corporate job, the sole proprietor that you work for, whatever, or just a friend and it's peer pressure. If it's pressure, it's of the devil, friends. The only pressure God operates is the natural love pressure, brothers and sisters. In other words, the love of Christ constrains us. We love God so much, when that allurement comes, we say, I just can't do that. I just can't do that. The love of Christ so fills us that we just can't do that. But God doesn't force us to serve him, my friends. Looking unto Jesus, we are safe. Nothing can pluck us out of his hand. In constantly beholding him, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So what the devil does, my brothers and sisters, is that he makes sure that our days are so filled with television, radio, secular music, or even now secular music with gospel words, okay, that we don't have time to quietly dwell on Christ. We have to be emotionally stimulated, and we just get lost in the pandemonium. And we can even deceive ourselves into thinking that we are having some higher spiritual plane experience, a higher experience on a higher spiritual plane. But it's not so. It's a deception. We need quietness and communion with God. God loves music, though. He is a musician himself. He created musicians. Even Lucifer was a wonderful musician. That's why he knows music so well. But we want to have music that we would suggest that we could say we would understand would be played in heaven. And friends, the music that originated and used to only be played in the disco that is now in church would suggest to you. Some of us are old enough to remember Soul Train and other entities, and those same instruments, same kind of beats, same kind of genres are now in the church just with Christian words, my brothers and sisters. Something's wrong with that. That should suggest that it's not of God. It was thus that the early disciples gained their likeness to the dear Savior. When those disciples heard the words of Jesus, they felt their need of him. They sought, they found, they followed him. They were with him in the house, at the table, in the closet, in the field. They were with him as pupils, with a teacher, daily receiving from his lips lessons in holy truth. They looked to him as servants to their master to learn their duty. Those disciples were men subject to like passions as we are, James 5:17. They had the same battle with sin to fight. They needed the same grace in order to live a holy life. Even John, the beloved disciple, the one who most fully reflected the likeness of the Savior, did not naturally possess that loveliness of character. So did you hear that? John was more like Jesus than the rest of the disciples. He just possessed that likeness of character, that loveliness of character like Christ. But watch this. He was not always that way. He was not only self-assertive and ambitious for honor, but impetuous and resentful under injury. Are you resentful under injuries when people do you wrong? Do you hold a grudge? Can't see yourself having anything to do with this person anymore ever in life? Bitter? You're going to be in heaven with that person. And guess what? There will be no moral change when Jesus comes. So if you can't be around that person, and they may have done you wrong and they may have repented, but you will not go to heaven if you have that resentment. Because when Jesus comes, there is no moral change. All changes must take place before that time. So it says even John, the beloved disciple, the one who most fully reflected the likeness of the Savior, did not naturally possess that loveliness of character. And it talked about some of his evil traits. The strength and patience, the power and tenderness, the majesty and meekness that he beheld in the daily life of the Son of God filled his soul with admiration and love. Day by day, his heart was drawn out toward Christ until he lost sight of self in love for his master. His resentful, ambitious temper was yielded to the molding power of Christ. The regenerating influence of the Holy Spirit renewed his heart. The power of the love of Christ wrought a transformation of character. This is the sure result of union with Jesus. When Christ abides in the heart, the whole nature is transformed. Christ's spirit, his love, softens the heart, subdues the soul, raises the thoughts and desires toward God in heaven. That's Steps to Christ, page 72, 73, also in Homeward Bound, page 62. My brothers and sisters, spend time in God's word. Take Psalm 91. Start memorizing it. It may be very difficult. If you can't memorize a verse at a time, memorize two words at a time. He that. Can you remember he that? Then after you get he that, then add dwelleth. Then he that dwelleth. Then say, you got to know where you dwell. So he that dwelleth in the secret place. In the secret place of who? Anybody's secret place? No, of the Most High. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. And then you just keep growing in your memorization, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You know, our brains are capable much more of much more memory than we, and much more noble activity and pursuit and accomplishment than we accomplish. But when you live a life and you watch a lot of TV, your memorization ability goes way down because it does something to the brain that just kind of puts it in autopilot and doesn't make it think. Okay? I'm here to tell you the truth. I'm telling you how to overcome. You've got to get rid of all that TV watching and start spending time with God. It will be boring at first. That's because our minds have been overstimulated by the false stimulation. But you just hang in there and you say, okay, I'm going to give God 15 minutes of study, memorization, and application. How does this apply to Shell and Flemish today? And brothers and sisters, after a while, that 15 minutes is going to go to 30. After a while, that 30 is going to go to 45. After that, that 45 is going to go to an hour. And then you're going to be like, Lord, can there be 26 to 27 hours in a day? because I just can't get enough. Oh, my friends, God is so good. That's why we can pray without ceasing. That doesn't mean that we are on our knees all day. It just means we're always in an attitude of prayer. When you learn that God is like a friend, you just talk to him all day. Lord, she just said that. Would you please help me not to respond the way I feel like responding? Lord, he just got on my nerves. Would you please help me to, and you can look at that person with a smile while you're praying to God. What happens is we don't do that. We don't take advantage of that community. And thank him. Lord, thank you for helping me not to respond that way, the way that I was responded to. You can ask God and thank him, and your faith will be rewarded is the word I'm looking for, early in the morning. So God is good, my brothers and sisters. We're going to go ahead and close out with prayer. Let's stay focused on Christ. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this beautiful day. We thank you for the love of God that will not let us go, and we rest our weary soul on thee. We ask that you would bless us, Father, and we think of that song that says, if we with ink the ocean filled and were the sky of parchment made and every stalk on earth a quill and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole. So stretch from sky to sky. Bless us this day on this February 15th in the name of Jesus. Amen. My brothers and sisters, God is good. And at this time, we will transition with the torso song and enjoy your intermission. We'll be back with a health message from Sister Lenny on the use of remedies. May God bless you. Let's enjoy this intermission song.
There's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases, the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon. Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. So when you indulge and you run from the scale, the battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain. You're a up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. Disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Come and see.
Amen. It's time for our health talk by Sister Lenny, entitled The Use of Remedies.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. The use of remedies. Disease never comes without a cause. The way is prepared and disease invited. by disregard of the laws of health. Many suffer in consequence of the transgression of their parents. While they are not responsible for what their parents have done, it is nevertheless their duty to ascertain what are and what are not violations of the laws of health. They should avoid the wrong habits of their parents and, by correct living, place themselves in better conditions. The greater number, however, suffer because of their own wrong course of action. They disregard the principles of health by their habits of eating, drinking, dressing, and working. Their transgression of laws produce the sure result, and when sickness comes upon them, many do not credit their suffering to the true cause, but murmur against God because of their afflictions. But God is not responsible for the suffering that follows disregard of natural law. God has endowed us with a certain amount of vital force. He has also formed us with organs suited to maintain the various functions of life, and he designs that these organs shall work together in harmony. If we carefully preserve the life force and keep the delicate mechanism of the body in order, the result is health. But if the vital force is too rapidly exhausted, the nervous system borrows power for present use for its resources of strength, and when one organ is injured, all are affected. Nature bears much abuse without apparent resistance. She then arouses and makes a determined effort to remove the effects of the ill treatment she has suffered. Her effort to correct these conditions is often manifest in fever and various other forms of sickness. I just want to name a few remedies that you can do, you know, during sickness and just prevention. One is warm, cold, and cool baths, other water treatments like hydrotherapy, exercise, controlling the mind and thoughts, rest, and drinking plenty of water. This health segment this morning is coming from the Ministry of Healing, page 94. May you be blessed today. Thank you.
Thank you. That was a real blessing. And, you know, Sister Lenny, I was just thinking as you were reading how much wisdom was in that little short reading. Medical doctors that go to school, to medical school, and they might have, by the time they do their, you know, medical school and residencies, and if they have a specialty, you know what I mean? They might have put 12 years in. They would not learn what we just learned in that simple paragraph. They see disease as something to attack. We see disease as the result of the toxins that come from a wrong way of life and lifestyle. And that paragraph was so beautiful to teach us that. And therefore, if you don't understand that you've got to change your internal environment, and rather than just attack the wrong things that have come to your internal environment because it was invited, you'll never get well. So thank you so much. That was timely. It's sharing and caring time. And from our dear brother Peyton, we have a happy Wednesday. We have a good morning from a dear sister Salita. And we also will be going to the phone lines to hear from any of you, but let's start with roll call. So from the, I don't know where everybody lives, but I can say that from what I see on Facebook, we have representation from South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, and we also, I believe that's Georgia, but I know I met this dear one in Missouri, in St. Louis. That's on Facebook, okay? Now, on the call, we have Maryland, we have Delaware, we have Ohio, we have Indiana, but usually in Oklahoma. We have Ohio again, we have Georgia, we have Ohio again. We are your servants in Pennsylvania. So that's where we're all from. Friends, if you have anything you want to talk about, the Worship and Wellness Broadcast Torso is your family. Let's talk as a family. Let's have a family meeting. What's on your heart?
Can I mention something?
Sure.
You heard me talk about my brother-in-law, and I've been helping him. Right now, he's doing so much better. Where the doctors, you know, they just don't have a clue. But I have him doing torso things, you know, so he, oh my goodness, he is just doing so much better. He had to go to the doctor. His blood pressure was really high when he was in the hospital. He went to the doctor a day ago, and they said that his blood pressure was too low. So now I'm helping my sister get up a little tiny bit, but for the most part, he is doing so much better. And he's constantly thanking God for it, you know. So if you can just keep praying for him, because I know that it's just a matter of time and that, you know, hopefully he will be okay.
Amen. Amen. That's beautiful. So beautiful. I just want to thank God for this beautiful day. I want to thank him for just, I love the readings, both readings actually today, came from the spirit of prophecy and, you know, just to know we can be like Jesus, and that John, who was most like Jesus, was not always like that. As a matter of fact, brothers and sisters, James and John were the sons of thunder, and yet he became, that's because he just spent more time with Jesus than others. And that teaches us something that might be interesting to you. There aren't degrees of love in the sense that God would just arbitrarily love one person more than another, but you can be saved, but still have missed out on a closer walk with God than you could have had. Okay, so here's a way to explain it in the Bible. There were many disciples. Even some of them left Jesus. But there were only 12 apostles. So they were closer to Jesus than the rest of the disciples. Of the 12, Peter, James, and John were closer to Christ because they availed themselves of Christ. They spent more time with him than the other nine. But the other nine were still godly, and they just weren't as close as Peter, James, and John. John was closer to Jesus than Peter and James. I still love Peter and James, but John just spent much time with him, and when he was tired, he would just lay his head on the breast of Christ. He just wanted to always be right next to him, right with him. So, friends, the more time we spend with Jesus, it really does affect our walk with God and how we are and whether or not we have that true glow of righteousness. So just want to encourage us to spend that quality time. Don't get pulled by the allurement of Satan, the television, the other things that are there. And also, as Sister Lenny shared, and my wife often shares, and we share as well, or I share as well, let's take care of our bodies, my brothers and sisters. Let's drink the water, get the rest, stay away from animal products, processed foods, eat two big salad meals. That's what we like to think of it as here at Torso. A big salad in the vegetable kingdom, which would be a raw salad of vegetables and so on and so forth. And then you have a big fruit salad. It doesn't have to really be cut up in a fruit salad, but just the idea. Lots of fruit at one meal, lots of vegetables at another. And some people put it in a smoothie or whatever. The bottom line, my friends, is when you start eating that as your base, then you add to that whole grains and legumes and, you know, nuts and seeds and just different recipes that you can get that are plant-based recipes. You will feel so much better, my friends. And it's no fun being sick. It might be fun getting sick, but it's no fun being sick. We're going to leave you with those thoughts, my friends. Again, we just want to remind those who do have the hydrogen generator, today is the 15th. Let's get those rinsed out and turn it right back into a brand new machine. You'll mix 2.5 tablespoons of the electrolyte with 32 ounces of distilled water. Okay? And therefore, we want to keep our dear sister Kevin. She's probably on an airplane right now. Keep her in prayer. She is very thankful that she can stay with Torso, but this is a travel day. So I don't think she's going to be able to be listening at this time. But we want to remember her in prayer. And if any of you all are traveling, please let us know. We'll keep you in prayer. We had one of our sisters from Ohio, and she let us know she was traveling, and we prayed for her. And so we want to remember that. Sometimes we might find out after the fact, and we just pray after the fact. But if we know, we'll pray on the broadcast, and we want everyone to pray as well. Well, that being said, brothers and sisters, there's no one in the queue. So we will turn it over to my wife, Andrea, to take us to the throne of grace to close out at this time.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of worship. We thank you for giving us this opportunity to be able to meditate on your word. Now we pray that your spirit will continue to abide with us throughout this day as we continue to grow in grace and wisdom, as we continue to work for you, as we continue to do service unto others. We ask that your spirit will guide and lead, direct and instruct our lives. And throughout the day, we would take time to pause, to meditate on your word, to give you praise, glory, and honor, and thanksgiving for all that you do. We pray that you would be with each one in a special way. We thank you for granting and continuously granting traveling mercies to our dear sister, who has gone back to her homeland to visit with her mother for her 100th birthday celebration. We just pray, Lord, that you would be with her and the family in a special way during her time of visitation. We do pray that you would continue to extend mercy and healing upon Sister Lenny's brother-in-law and keep guiding her, Lord, in these efforts as the sister-in-law is so willing to be a participant in helping her husband to recover. So we just thank you for all of those efforts that have been made and ask that you will continue to help and to bless and to heal. And we pray for others that may be suffering, whether it's spiritual, mental, or physical. We just ask for healing to be granted, Lord. We know we can't do anything without you, and we know that we must co-labor with you in all of these efforts. So we pray that you would help us to be able to do just that, Lord. Show us the things to do so that we'll be able to be in the perfect will of our eternal Father. And we do ask, Lord, that you forgive us for all of our shortcomings and all of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Help us to be transformed into the lovely image of Jesus Christ, who is soon to come. For it is in his name we pray. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive 100 days now in old times, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you.
That was Mark 10:30 and A Call to Medical Evangelism, page 13. Our closing song is next, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust.